This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 315, How Rachel Nailed Nines in Reading and Listening.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, I talked to Rachel, a Three Keys student, about her personal prep plan for reaching the dream IELTS band score 9 in reading and listening. Hello, IELTS Energy candidates. We are here with Rachel today, a special guest on our show to help you with your IELTS preparation for high scores. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Rachel.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you so much for inviting me here. I'm honored.
It's our pleasure. I love having students on the podcast. It's always so much fun. Cool. So, Rachel, you recently got some pretty high IELTS scores.
Well, I think you could say so. Probably.
So let's back up from there though first. So, tell us why you are taking IELTS or why you took IELTS.
I have graduated from university last year, and next year, actually, I'm planning to do some graduate studies, and that's why I need the IELTS score to get me into the graduate schools.
Okay. What are you going to study?
Economics, probably.
Oh, cool. Probably. You're not sure?
Yeah, I mean, when I look at all those university websites, there are just so many interesting subjects, like political science, development economics.
Yeah.
They all look interesting.
Totally. Oh, that's cool. Well, you know what? You can always switch. Like, you can start on like one track and then you could switch. You could just be a student forever.
Really?
I wish that were possible. Rachel was a student in our course in the Three Keys IELTS Success System. And did you take IELTS before getting into our course?
Well, yes, I did, but it was 4 years ago.
Oh, gosh, that's a long time. Do you remember the scores you got last time?
Yeah, it was, I got an 8.5 in reading and listening and 6 in both writing and speaking. I think it was okay, and my English probably has improved over the 4 years, but I really didn't know what I did wrong back then. I really didn't know, so this time I decided that I need to take a course. And that's why I'm here.
So, yeah. While you were going through our course, the speaking and writing modules,
yes.
Did you figure out what you did wrong before?
Yeah, I think so. Well, there's a few points. For example, the writing task one, I think I totally got it wrong. You need to always have the number there, for example. And I think maybe I didn't pay attention to that.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that is of prime importance. So what were your speaking and writing scores this last time after going through the speaking and writing modules of the course?
I got 7 in writing and 7.5 in my speaking. Which
oh my god!
Well, like good enough for me, like for my applications. So I'm happy.
That's really good.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Cool. So, what do you think helped you get that 7.5 in speaking? Because that's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really the part of it, of course, is some techniques that I've got from the course. And part of it is the confidence, I think, that I've developed by knowing what I need to do.
Totally. That is such a good point, though. Don't you think that, I mean, even if you have a high level of English, right? Like you, do you, are some of your classes in English as well?
Yes. Most of my classes are in English, actually.
Yeah. So you're obviously already comfortable talking in English. Like, you, that's good. But going in on test day, can you imagine just being sort of blindsided by this examiner? Like, you don't know what this person wants you to do. You don't know what it takes to get a 7, to get an 8. So how would you do that, right? So that's great that that was, like, of course you learned the strategies and vocab and whatever, whatever, but it was that confidence you feel like helped you the most.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, in your course, you told us that the speaking task 2, maybe task 2, I can't remember exactly which one, but I think it's the second one, but you could keep talking, right, for that one?
Yeah.
And when I first took the test, like, a few years back, I was so, like, I was so nervous about time that I always wanted to wrap up before the 2 minutes is up.
That's so funny that you're mentioning that, because I just made, I just recorded some more YouTube videos yesterday, like 3 more, as well as some recent episodes with Lindsay. And that point has come up a lot. I mean, students, they want to have this, like, succinct speech, like this prepared sort of presentation on part 2 or something, with, like, a clear beginning, middle, and end.
Yes.
Yeah. Listeners, this is a really, really important point. You, in fact, it is better to be stopped by the examiner, like, mid-story. It's better because then the examiner knows that you could keep talking, because that's what fluency is, the ability to keep going. So if you are just, like, in the throes of your story and you're just talking and the confidence is coming out, you know, and I could hear that you are able to communicate anything and that you want to communicate, if the examiner hears that, then that's what raises your score. There's no extra points for having a conclusion. That is not what, that is, there's nothing in there in the grading criteria about having, like, a beginning, middle, end. Like, that doesn't matter. It's the fluency. So that's awesome. That's fantastic. What about in, like, speaking part 1 or 2, do you feel like there were any part 1 and 3, do you feel like there were any extra strategies or advice that helped you there?
Yeah, I think the some connecting words that I got from the course, I actually managed to use them a bit. And also those sentences, the filler sentences that you could say when you get a hard question. Actually, the questions I got were pretty hard. It was like something about marketing, about people's purchasing behavior. And one question I totally blanked out. And I had a few sentences there, and it was okay. I thought of something later. So yeah, and it's like knowing this is okay, which you told us, that knowing this is okay actually prevented me from being too nervous when I did that.
Great.
And I think that was really important.
Hello, IELTS candidates. If you would like a chance to enter the same course that helped Rachel reach those amazing scores, come on over to allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS. I think, you know, some of it is just thinking about what is natural speech, right? I mean, the closer to 7, 8, 9, the higher you get, the more natural your speech is. Like, that's what you're graded on. So people naturally get nervous. People naturally make mistakes, right? Everybody yeah. does. So the question is, how do you deal with that, right? So you had a strategy for dealing with it, and that took away the nerves, that gave you the confidence to be like, it's okay. Like, I can I can do this. It's fine. What yeah. do you remember what filler phrases you used?
Something like, that was a hard question, actually. Oh, it was interesting, but I've never thought about it. Blah, blah, kind of stuff.
That's good.
I hope that was okay.
That's perfect. That's excellent.
I realize that I'm okay. still using it like a bit right now, right? Like, well, things like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That seriously like warms my heart. That makes me a happy teacher person if I know that you're not just using this stuff on the test. Like, that's, you know, of course, everything we teach you in the course is so you can pass IELTS, but Lindsay and I have so many more goals than that for you guys. Like, we want you to be able to use these skills and strategies, especially in speaking and writing, to be able to carry this over into real life, right?
Yeah.
I mean, IELTS isn't real life. It's just a test.
Yeah, I'm sure that the skills I gained will help me later in my graduate studies. Thank you.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, I hope so. Awesome. Is there anything else that you really liked about your course that you feel really fully prepared you this time around?
Oh, well, there are actually so many things I liked about this course. Like, it was recorded, but it still has some element of interaction there. But I think the thing that I liked the most was actually the simplicity of it. You know, when I first started preparing for IELTS, that was around 1 month ago, like 10 days before my exam, actually. Uh-huh. So there were just so much information, so many materials out there in the market, and I was totally overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But then I kind of discovered your podcast, luckily for me, and I really like it when you were giving those tips that are super straightforward. And then
yeah,
I signed up for the
cool.
course, and I found it was also like a clear, to the point, and straightforward. It's not like too much information, and but the information I got, I actually could feel that yeah, they are useful, and I really liked the feeling that I could finish a video and actually remember everything, because that doesn't really happen a lot with your university studies or anything like that. I just really am forgetting, but I could like watch a video and remember them because it was simple and clear, and it really made the IELTS exam less intimidating.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's our motto, right? For the course is simplify, practice,
yes.
succeed. So we know you guys are busy. You don't have time for like 10,000 steps for each strategy and, you know, all this extra stuff that you guys don't need. So be careful about which resources you're choosing. If you are paying for a class, right? Analyze that. Make sure it's worth the money. I just saw a class advertised here. it's seriously like, how much was it? It was like $1,200, like $1,200 for a 1 month IELTS class.
Oh my goodness.
I know, it's nuts. And that's not even astronomical. Like, that's kind of average for these intense sort of test prep things. And I think it was like 4 hours a day, 4 days a week. And I'm looking at this schedule and I'm just like, you don't need that. You don't need that. Like, these people are just they're paying to be confused, really. Like, that's what it comes down to. I know, it's terrible. Yeah. So, looking back on your test day, I mean, the confidence was a huge factor, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other advice you could give our listeners about their own preparation in order to succeed like you did?
Do you mean on the test day or like any other.
Before the test, leading up to test day, their preparation. Is there any sort of tips or hints you could give our listeners?
Okay, I think I will have one tip about using the course and another like personal tip probably. So
perfect. Yeah.
The course, I think the good thing about online course is that you could use it with flexibility. So I know that I have been weak in reading and writing. So I actually went through those parts 3 times, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Awesome. I think that really helped because repetition really helps learning, learning any kind of stuff, and definitely English as well. Yeah. And then the reading and listening sections, because I knew I've been okay in terms of ability. So I paid more attention in those detailed strategies. For example, how do you judge whether a yes, no, not given question is no or not given? I found that really helpful. Yeah, so I think...
Wait, I'm just going to interrupt you real fast. I just realized I didn't ask you what your listening and reading scores were this time. What did you get on those parts?
I was hoping that you could ask. It was 9 and 9.
Oh my God, how did I miss that? I totally buried the lead on that one. Oh my God. I've been like wasting my time. 9s. That's incredible. Okay. Well, I mean, it's all incredible, but oh my God, 9s. Okay. So these specific strategies, especially for these tough questions, they were simple and you could remember them, but it also helped you to repeat the lessons. And yes, online flexibility, you can watch these videos, my video lectures, a million times if you want to, as much as it takes to feel comfortable. Okay, awesome. Oh my God, 9s. I know I had that written in my notes and then I passed over it. Okay. So that's like the course side stuff. And then you had like a personal tip as well?
Yeah. Well, I think definitely I think some of the tips in answering questions helped me reach those perfection of 9. But, I think learning I personally think that learning, especially learning a language, should never be a chore. It should be something that's interesting, something that's that you can have fun doing. And I totally did that with reading and listening. So, for example, I read a lot of blogs. I read a lot of books and news as well. And by reading a lot, I mean, sometimes I can read like 100,000 words a day.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I wish I had time to do that.
Yeah, when I was still a student, like in summer holidays, so I miss those days.
Oh, Oh, and, the halcyon days of summer studentdom. Yeah. I'm going to just daydream about that for a while.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to get back to school for that.
So, yeah, see, lifelong student, man. I'm telling you, that's the way to go.
Yeah, and for the listening, there are also like so many wonderful materials out there, like movies, TV shows, news also, like broadcasts. So I think they really helped me. It's like reading and listening to English has become a habit, and that helps me in those exams as well, because when you have been reading and listening to something that can be much more difficult than your test, then surely you wouldn't have difficulty with your test.
Of course. Yeah. And there's that idea again of like developing habits, right? Yeah. Like learning those strategies, those filler phrases, the ways to communicate fluently and cohesively. That's for the test and real life. But also beyond that, I mean, half of the activities on the study plan, half are course based naturally. Mm-hmm. And then the other half are developing these habits, trying to encourage these habits of reading and listening. So like you have done for yourself, but there's these tips every day on like a movie, a magazine, a TV show. So not only are we getting across these strategies in a simple way that you can remember, but also developing this outside fluency. And like Rachel said, if you are going through these materials that are more difficult than the test, I mean, come on, like, if it seems easy on test day, that's like the dream, right? That's, yeah. That's what you want to happen. Do you feel like it seemed easy for you, the reading and listening?
The listening sometimes can get too slow that I could, kind of get distracted thinking of something else. And the reading part, actually, I could finish reading everything right before the time is up. So, yeah.
Excellent. That's fantastic. Well, Rachel, I am just amazed and inspired and very proud of you for getting these amazing scores.
Thank you.
And now you deserve to relax, I think.
About the test part, I still got my applications to do, but now I think I can do them with more confidence. Like, I'm really grateful for this course.
Awesome. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy. I'm so excited about this show. Well, thank you so much, Rachel, for coming on and sharing your success story and your personal tips as well as how you studied and prepared. So I really hope that this was useful for our students. There was a lot of great advice in here, guys. So listeners, if you could listen to this episode a couple times, not only for the inspiration and to know that those high scores are possible. Nines in reading and listening. It is possible. Rachel did it, and she today told you how. So, excellent. Thank you for sharing your story, Rachel.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And guys, if you want to get into the course that helped Rachel reach those high scores, go ahead and visit allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right. Well, that's all for us today. Rachel, you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Okay, you too. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Rachel. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.